Perek Chav Gimel Mishnah Beis. Mone Adam es Orchav ve es Par Perosav Mipiv Avalo Minaksav. A person is permitted on Shabbos to count how many guests he's going to have, or to count the different types of foods he's going to serve, as long as he does it by heart. But he can't read it off of a list or a parchment that he wrote. And the reason why, you know, you can't do that is two different reasons. Either we're afraid that you're going to come to start erasing things on the list if you see one of your guests are not showing up, or you see a certain food item on the list is not necessary. And the second reason is that once you start reading from these type of lists, we're afraid you might come to read, lists that are real business, like a list for a sale or a purchase, and that's prohibited on Shabbos. Umefis, a person's permitted to cast lots, to cast a lottery on Shabbos, in Banav, in Bnei Beiso, ala Shulchan, with his family, with his children, by the table, because family members are not really makbid on what kind of portion they get, so they're not gonna fight over each other. Whereas with other people, you cannot cast these lots on Shabbos, because they're gonna start, they're not going to give it to one another, and they're going to start measuring it, and they're going to start saying, you owe me this, you owe me that, and you can't take out scales and start calculating who owes what on Shabbos. And also, we don't want you, when you cast these lots, you want them all to be equal, and not that, you know, some should be big and some should be small. Mishum kuvia, because this is compared to gambling with dice. And gambling with dice is like mekach memcha, it's like business. So the truth is, the Gemara explains, this is how you have to lay down the rules. When it comes to family members, you could cast lots on Shabbos, even big and even small, meaning the portions do not have to be equal. You could have some big portions and some small portions, because at the end of the day, family members are not makbid on one another, and they'll give in, and they're not going to start, you know, measuring and taking out scales and saying who owes who. Whereas, if you're measuring for other people, on Shabbos, it's totally prohibited. Because other people, they're going to be makbid on one another. And even during the week, we only permit it as long as with the other people, it's not one big size and one small size. Rather, they're all equal sizes when you cast these lots. And the reason is because otherwise, when you're making big portions and small portions with other people during the week, it looks like you're gambling with dice. And gambling with dice is like gezel mederabanan. It's like a rabbinic level of theft. Because you're using something which is not a real form of acquisition to make an acquisition, and they call that theft on a rabbinic level. They describe it here as an asmachta. An asmachta is an obligation to a person that he accepts upon himself to do X, Y, and Z. Altana suffik atole b'tanaya du oblig mardas. Like you're, it's a suffik, meaning it's a roll of the dice. And if the dice falls out on, two or three, I'll do X, Y, and Z, but it's not really a Gemara Das. Deep down, the person doesn't really commit to it. So it's almost as he's not really committing to something that he has to do. So they call that theft on our bank level. Okay, so that's the rule. For family members, you can cast lots during the week or on Shabbos, the lots don't have to be equal. They can be, vary in size. Whereas other people can only be during the week and only in equal sizes because other people are more makbid on one another and they don't give in. Umatilin chalashim, a person could also cast lots al kachim, on the karbanos, on the kachim, b'yom tov, on the karbanos that were shechted on yom tov in order to divide the meat for the kahanim, avalo al manos, not on the al chalki kachim, not on the portions of the karbanos that were shechted on Erev Yom Tov. The ones on Yom Tov you could, because it was Shechted on Yom Tov. But the ones from Erev Yom Tov you cannot, because since the time to make the lottery was before Yom Tov, the Chacham prohibited for you to cast those lots now, Ashur Chacham Lahag Real Aleim, on Yom Tov, because you should have done it before Yom Tov. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Beis. Moving right along to Mishnah Gimel. Lo yizkar adam po'alem b'Shabbos. A person is prohibited from hiring workers on Shabbos in order to do work for the weekday. You can't say, hey, John, I want you to fix my car next week. You can't tell him that on Shabbos because you're talking about iske chol. You're talking about the weekday activities on Shabbos. Lo yomar adam l'chavira. And a person cannot tell his friend on Shabbos, hey, this galopu alam, go ahead and hire me workers for after Shabbos to do something during the week. Now, of course, it's simple. If I can't do it, then why? Of course, I can't tell my friend to do it for me. So the Gemara explains that the reason why the Mishnah told us that is really just to tell us the diak, what we learn out from that, meaning as follows. A person cannot tell his friend to hire workers for him to do work after Shabbos. However, he could tell him, hey, if it appears to me, you know, that I want you to meet me in the evening. Meaning, even you can hint to him. You can say, hey, let's meet tonight at the pizza shop. I'm not saying I'm buying you a slice. I'm not saying you're buying me a slice. But as long as you don't use those key words, I'm hiring you, I'm renting you, I'm buying you, I'm selling you. You just say, let's meet up somewhere. So that's permitted. Because hear her thinking in activities of work, even though it's done after Shabbos, is permitted on Shabbos, whereas the speech is prohibited. So if you're able to hint to it without actually saying it, and then once you hint to it, you start thinking in your head what he really means, that's fine, because hear her thinking the head is permitted, whereby the actual speech is prohibited. So you just have to be very careful with the words that you use. Okay. Another case, ein mach shichin alatchum. A person, kolom she'aser lelecha b'sham, but a person cannot go to the end of the tchum, the end of the border, where they have for Shabbos, meaning, you know, assuming there's no Erev up, you're still allowed to walk around, but you can only walk up to 2,000 amos, approximately 4,000 feet, till the end of the city. So a person can't go on Shabbos, you know, all the way to the end, stop, you know, a foot before the end, and he wants to wait, you know, right at the edge, so that right when Shabbos comes out, he'll go ahead and leave the border to hire workers. Let's go po'alim, lohavi peros. He wants to go to the next city to either hire workers that are outside the border, or he wants to collect fruit from his vineyard. So you can't, you know, stage yourself at the very end of the border until, you know, they say right when the Shabbos is over, then jump out. Because kaldavar asur lasos b'Shabbos, anything that you can't do on Shabbos, is also prohibited to set yourself up at the end of the border to run out right after Shabbos and do it after Shabbos. Even though you might say, hey, you know, I'm only doing it after Shabbos, but because you're planning it and you're standing at the border of the town to wait till Shabbos is over to do that particular activity, that's prohibited. Aval, but mafshechu l'shmar, a person could go to the very edge of his border on Shabbos, so that right after Shabbos he could leave and lishmar guard his vineyard. So the right when Shabbos is over, he can leave to guard his produce. Why? Because since guarding your produce is an act which is permitted even on Shabbos, when you're in the tchum, when you're in the within the border of the town, so then certainly after Shabbos it's permitted, and you could even, you know, get yourself ready and go to enter the border on Shabbos. Maybe peros biyado, and then once coming back from your home, it's permitted to bring fruit with you. Even though we just said you can't bring fruit with you if that was your whole intention. Here, since it wasn't his kavana, it wasn't his intent, so he can go to the edge of the border. Once Shabbos is over, he'll leave, he'll guard his vineyard or whatever it is, and then once he's done guarding it, if he wants to bring fruit home, he could, because that wasn't his original intent. Therefore, in this case, to bring home the fruit afterwards would be permitted. And then here's the klal. The klal amar abashal. Abashal gives a rule that just basically, you know, wraps everything up. But particularly in the rules of hachshacha, meaning of going to the end of the border of your town to wait to get ready for after Shabbos to do something that you normally can't do on Shabbos. So he says like this. Here's the rule. Kol shani zakai bamirasai. Anything that I am permitted, I'm permitted to tell somebody else to do it for me on Motzi Shabbos. For example, Hadvar Mashnuyim, we're going to bring things in the next Mishnah that are examples that I can tell people to do for me after Shabbos. And certainly things that I'm permitted to do, Shani Roshai Lom La'achar Shiasu B'Shabbos, certainly things that I'm permitted to tell people to do for me on Shabbos. For example, I could tell someone to wash my fruit within my border on Shabbos. I could tell my friend to, like he says, I'll guard your fruit if you guard my fruit. So if it's something that's permitted to tell your friend to do Motzi Shabbos, we'll see in the next Mishnah. or things that are permitted to tell your friend to do on Shabbos, like I'll say, I'll watch your fruit if you watch my fruit. So then, Rashani l'hachshich alav, I'm permitted to be machshich on it, meaning I can go to the edge of the border on Shabbos and wait there so that when Shabbos is over, to do that act immediately after Shabbos. Whereas something that's normally prohibited to do on Shabbos, for example, to gather in fruit on Shabbos, or to hire workers on Shabbos, so then I can't go to the border of the tchum on Shabbos to get myself ready so that after Shabbos I leave the boundaries and gather my fruit and go and hire workers. That's the general principle.